She collects scandals like a 12-year-old hoarding bracelets at a Taylor Swift concert. Lauren Boebert, caught cheating on her husband, lying about her campaign funding. Public groping got her kicked out of a theater. Mean girls bathroom fights with other congresswomen. And she even sent out a Christmas card featuring her family sporting AR-15s days after a school shooting. When we go to the polls, let's tell Lauren we're done rooting for the antihero. I'm a freelancer, work two jobs, have a kid. Between me and my partner, $5,000 a month doesn't go very far. We're forced to pay $2,000 a month on rent because the banks say we can't afford a mortgage. Republicans oppose lending reform that would require banks to give loans to first-time homebuyers based on consistent rental history. Why? Because the banks subsidize their campaigns. There's a word for that. Corruption. Let's get rid of the corrupt Republicans who would deny everyone a chance at the American dream.
Paid for by Fair Chance PAC.
He's a misogynist.
These people are odious on the inside and out.
A liar.
Oh, boo all you want.
And over again, Matt Gaetz has put America at risk by holding up appropriations bills, threatening government shutdowns, and overthrowing the Speaker of the House because he wasn't extreme enough.
It's no secret at all.
Florida can do better. It's time to say goodbye to Matt Gaetz. When black-robed politicians masquerading as judges can dictate what a woman can and can't do with her body, it's time for the people to take back the power. If the radical right won't keep their laws off our bodies, we can take the fight to them. Call your congressperson. Tell them that the women of America demand a federal law protecting safe, legal abortion. Young people are getting excited about President Joe Biden.
Let us be the nation that we know we can be.
Employment is the strongest in American history. Wages are climbing at the fastest pace in 50 years. And President Biden has been a staunch ally of the LGBTQIA+ community and other minorities and marginalized persons, protecting a diverse America and making us stronger as a country.
Our agenda is bold, it's progressive, it's a vision.
This November, re-elect President Joe Biden.